Now let's hear more from one of the other talks Buzz mentioned, from Professor Andreas Bausch from the Technical University of Munich in Germany. He's trying to understand how patterns and structures form in nature and showed some beautiful and striking movies of simple molecules coming together to create all kinds of shapes that move around. I asked him to explain how he and his team generated those stunning images from simple biological molecules.
So my model systems is the cytoskeleton, which is a polymer network inside of cells, and we try to purify the components, and then we see how they self-organize in beautiful spherical spirals or kind of waves and so on, and we try to really control what kind of patterns emerge.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the cytoskeleton? What is it inside cells?
So this is a polymer network which makes the cell stiff and gives the cell the shapes.
It's almost like a scaffold inside the cell.
Yeah, right. It's a scaffold and it's responsible for all kind of processes of cell division, cell migration, transport inside of cells. So it's a rather universal polymer network, and there's a lot of physics behind it. And I think the beauty here is that a lot of physical concepts and measurement techniques are necessary to explore this kind of very complicated polymer network. And it's much more complicated than all the polymer networks we know on a daily basis. like the rubber, so that's trivial compared to the complexity we have in cells. And that's actually what is life about, so that you have high complexity and high integration density of functionality on this very small scale to have all these functions on this very small length scales.
So what do you do in your lab to study these very, very complex systems?
The idea is that we go from a bottom-up approach where we purify components and add step-by-step complexity and control the complexity, which is kind of completely different than traditional biology would do it, where they come from a cell or organism and go down. We try to really be on the physics approach where we really add the complexity step-by-step.
So you're starting with the building blocks of the scaffold, putting them all in a test tube and seeing what happens?
Yeah, basically that's what we do. We mix and watch.
We saw some beautiful, beautiful things. Tell me about some of the patterns you see.
So we see spirals, for example, where they move around, or the galaxy forms where you get density waves in a spiral. You see waves like ocean waves walking over cover slide. And the amazing thing is that we span a lot of length scales. So the width of single filaments are 7 nanometer, and the whole patterns are up to centimeters. So this is unheard of length scales you're spanning here, where you get really kind of higher order structures out of very small interaction at very long, small length scales. And then we see also vesicle shapes where we have spherical objects which change their shape into citrons or scallops or whatever. So there's all kind of a zoo of different patterns and forms which we have here. And that's, I guess, the fascinating shapes. That's the fascinating thing here.
Sometimes it can be hard to think, how do we go from the information on our genes, it makes proteins, and then it organises into these amazing structures. But looking at your images, you kind of start to see how life might work.
Yeah, I guess we are on the upper end from the gene expression. So we don't think about genes expression and the regulation of the gene expression. We have already the proteins. And if you just let two or three proteins interact, you start to emerge, the shapes emerge and patterns and dynamics emerges. And that's the fascinating thing here. So the goal is evidently that we really want to mimic some real processes like cell division or cell migration in a test tube with purified components. That's the ultimate goal we have here.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen in the results that you've got?
Well, the weirdest thing, I guess they are all were weird the first time we saw them because they all were unexpected. And the most fascinating, I think, these days is now these vesicles which change shape in a very actually deterministic way, which we never expected, and in a very kind of mathematically poor way, which nobody would have expected because it should be unordered. So we see kind of pure physics and pure mathematics coming out from a very complicated four-component system, and that's kind of fascinating.
As some people say, biology is, it's really just applied physics. Do you think we can break down the amazing process of life to physical rules one day?
I guess that's exactly what's happening right now, and I think we need much more physics coming into this complexity of biology to really break down principles and identify principles behind it. I think these experiments I showed are examples where you see that there is some hope that we can come up with some minimalistic systems where you see that already three or four components do a function And in nature, in real biology, you may have 10 or 20 proteins doing that, but four with a defined function are enough to do it. And then you would have understood quite a bit already.
That was Professor Andreas Bausch from the Technical University of Munich.